What do you mean you were just being famous? How do you be famous?
Just being like gorgeous, beautiful, amazing, talented, and just a celebrity. I was just being famous.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
You can keep these two podcasters out of podcasting.
And buying champagne.
We'll cut off their RSS feed. They won't know the difference. We'll replace The Commercial Break with Smartless episodes. You'll be better for it. They'll be better for it. Now, I have a feeling that she was preempted by somebody. Like, somebody made a big deal. Oh, here comes, like, the guy that I kind of knew was like,
here he comes!
Here he comes!
He's coming. He's walking in the building right now.
His dick is 10 million downloads big. That's the dick of a 10 million download guy. And now that you're here, we'll never let you go. As a matter of fact, we're going to check on you 3 times a week. The commercial break is now going to open like this.
Yes.
Welcome to the commercial break. I'm Brian. This is Chrissy. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you, Nana. Hope you're doing great. Groceries are on the way. Extra depends. And Wi-Fi 3000.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cassigans, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, and best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 15 seconds or less, or your money back. Go to the TCBpodcast.com website to collect your earnings. Well, we're back from just like a short break because if some of you heard the episode, the last episode, then you heard that we had to put Nico down.
Yeah.
Which was a sad occasion. Yes. You know, Nico has been the subject of episodes, like whole episodes where we just talked about Nico the smelly ghost dog.
Yeah.
He was in the background barking a lot because he was senile and he didn't know what was going on. Nico had lived a long and fruitful life, and he brought a lot of joy to everyone around him. He's a very sweet soul.
Very sweet.
And if you didn't hear the intro to the last episode, then I will be happy to repeat the story that Nico, we got Nico from a family member who was unable to care for the dog after her husband passed away. She just had a lot of things going on, and Nico, you know, sometimes, you know, wasn't the priority. There was a lot going on, right?
Yeah.
She had a lot of important things she was dealing with and of dealing with the loss of her husband.
Yes.
So this husband was my best friend's father, was the reason, part of the reason why Astrid and I got together. It was like serendipitous how this all happened. And one of the ways that it happened was...
Shout out to Rafa.
Shout out to Rafa. Shout out to his father. It was like a father to me. And then to Tia Mediehi, who is... the dog's owner when we got him. So anyway, this dog slept at the foot of a dying cancer patient, which was
your best friend's father.
My best friend's father, we called him Pinto, was Pinto. And he fought a valiant effort with stage 4, I think, prostate cancer for like 7 years. They gave him like 7 months to live. He fought for 7 years, valiant effort. And Nico laid at his foot for the entirety of this since he was a puppy until the time when we brought him home. So he was like a true angel. He was just there and he was so gentle and he loved everybody. I mean, he was a little scared of some people, but he loved everybody and everybody loved him. As he got older, he just started to smell a little funky and things started to break down, as they do when you get older. So Chrissy and I have been talking about this on the show for months. But
he was all white, too. And I'm picturing him, too, with like wings.
Yeah, little doggy wings.
Flying off into heaven. And I bet there's some puppy.
Raise you up.
And then I bet there's some puppy that has just been born that has Nico's
spirit.
Soul.
That's right. Or maybe a squirrel. I can see Nico
could
being
be
a
squirrel.
Yeah, like a real shy squirrel.
Maybe he's a cat.
Oh, God, please, no. So
he'd be a sweet cat.
He could be a sweet cat. Sweet cats could kill me. No cats. Anyway, Nico passed away. We took a couple days off just so, because it was hard. It was tough. That was a tough thing to go through.
Of course
you
it
know?
Is.
When you put a dog down, that's not, if you've ever done it, and lots of people I'm sure have.
Sad.
It's very sad. It's very stressful. It's very sad. You wonder if you made the right decision. You feel a little bit of guilt because you literally have somebody's life, something's life in your hand. It's kind of crazy. But we weighed the pros and cons for many months and just felt like a couple things happened a couple days beforehand. And I was like, don't want him to suffer. Yeah, it's time. So thank you to all the people who wrote in nice emails and sweet text messages about Nico. And I really do appreciate it. It really lifted my spirits when I was not feeling great. Actually, Chrissy was in here recording the day after, and we kind of had to can the episodes. I was like, I'm just not into it.
Your energy was off.
It was down, baby. Down.
I just Starman was off.
I'm normally at a 30. I was at like a 9.
Yeah, I could tell the sadness.
Yeah, I know. These microphones go on, and I'm Mr. Personality, but, you know, I just couldn't muster. I just could not muster. And so I listened back to the episodes, actually. No. I just canned them. I'm like, I don't even sound like I'm in the room. I just wasn't in the room.
You were the ghost Brian.
I was the ghost Brian with the smelly ghost dog known as Nico, now officially a smelly ghost dog. Known as Nico.
No more smell. I think he's free of the smell.
He's free of the smell. And so is my house, by the way. Yeah. It's amazing how that happened. The first thing Aster did was she brought his doggy bed, and she's like, let's put that in the garbage.
That's going out.
Yeah, for sure. Going out. I mean, not to be crass about it, but we were like, let's not. And you know what the funny thing is? That the vet told me while this process was going on, I was in the room, and it took a while. And so the vet was there comforting me. And really, they were just so wonderful over the vet's office. But he said, listen, now, you know, we were talking about the kids. And he's like, you know, just tell the kids the dog died, right? You know, sometimes people get whatever. But then he says, you know who's really going to know this? Blue. Blue's going to know this. And Blue's going to be upset for a while. So you got to really pay attention to Blue. And so Blue's been getting the 5-star fucking treatment around here for the first time in a long time. And she has actually calmed down quite a bit over the last week. I think she is a little bit sad. Yeah.
She didn't seem like it when I walked in.
Oh, she didn't? No. we can't teach an old dog new tricks. So anyway, I just wanted to put a can on it. Say thank you to everybody.
Very sweet.
We'll remember you forever, my little buddy Nico.
He'll always be remembered in TCB world.
Yes, he will.
He's immortalized.
He's immortalized on cellulose, digital cellulose. Literally, there are episodes about Nico. Yes. So there you go. He was good content while it lasted. I guess we got to find something else to do.
Back to Frankie B.
Yeah. Less Nico, more Frankie. Until he becomes a smelly ghost dog of his own. But I did want to mention some really just positive TCB news. And I cannot believe this. And we don't toot our own horns around here. We're actually pretty humble about this whole thing. But as my daughter goes, ooh, ooh.
That's right. You got to get the horn going with the truckers.
With the truckers. Yeah, I encourage my daughter to stay away from the truckers. Actually, you know what the crazy thing is? Oh, while we're talking about truckers, there was a lady who wrote us. And she is an over-the-road trucker.
Like a long-haul trucker?
Long-haul trucker, I believe. And she said,
those truckers are amazing. We wouldn't have any of the stuff that we have that we're able to just go buy wherever and do whatever without the truckers.
Without the truck and the truckers. And now this is like the 10th.
I have total respect for them.
Me too. This is like the 10th trucker who has wrote in that they like to listen to the commercial break. Now, I don't know what the fuck we're doing. I mean, like, I can't believe truckers might be our target audience. But this young lady wrote, and she just said how much she loved the show and that it was good for her when she's in the truck.
A lot of time on the road. And I think we kind of seem like we're part of the room.
That's true.
We're having conversations with you.
I've always been known as the guy who's just part of the room. Hey, did you see Ryan at the party? Yeah, I didn't. Where was he? I don't know. He looked like the curtain over there in the corner. He just kind of fades into the background.
You do not fade.
No, I do not.
You do not
fade. No, I'm that guy.
Elon Musk knows.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Let's not go there. It's not even necessary. We know. It's all going to hell in a handbasket. We're all fucking doomed. We all know it. God bless. Good luck to you, Elon, on that whole Twitter thing. Yeah. But I wanted to tell you that on October 26th of 2021, the commercial break that started early in 2020 reached 1 million downloads, which is like an incredible feat for any
milestone.
Podcast.
I brought a bottle of champagne.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. So we were at 1 million downloads. We talked about it for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then, you know, we move on because we don't want to sit around here and make ourselves sound so fantastic because we really are. But as of 3 days ago, now this was October 26th. Of 2021. We are nearly a year and just a couple of days since then. The commercial break has reached 10 million downloads.
Does that mean $10 million are coming to us?
Good luck with that one. Let me do the math.
so excited. $1 for every download. Thank you,
thank
listeners.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Please go to tcbpodcast.com. Hit the donate now button. These two stupid podcasters are yet to realize how dumb they really are. Are you going to let them suffer for the cost of a cup of coffee a month? Yes, a day. You can keep these two podcasters out of podcasting.
And buying champagne.
We'll cut off their RSS feed. They won't know the difference. We'll replace the commercial break with smartless episodes. You'll be better for it. They'll be better for it.
Yes.
10 million downloads. Hey, thank you so much, because that has everything to do with you and you're connecting with the show. We really appreciate it. And we get so many nice people that have been writing in. I'll just say a few of the names: Jack, Savannah, Charlene, Julie, Amanda, Therese, Big Will the Champ, Tina. I mean, all these wonderful people. I could go on and on. There's like literally, I could list 150 people that have been writing in or texting in, and we do respond. I actually respond to these people. It's kind of becoming a job, actually, just to respond to
people.
Well,
involve me.
No, I'm not going to do that.
You mean a couple glasses of wine, Chrissy?
And
responding to some texts?
That's exactly what I'm afraid of. We call her Half Song Hoadley for a reason. Yeah. She'll write half a text to you. She'll be like, hey, thanks so much. On to the next one. Hey, I really appreciate it. Hey, on to the next one. We call her Half Song Hoadley because when Chrissy and I were running around town, gallivanting around town, it was a different
forming
time
our friendship.
Then. Forming our friendship, drinking 12 to 18 Bud Lights at a time, at a sitting. Chrissy, we love to listen to music. So Chrissy would pop on the
music. I'm a big
music
person.
Yes.
And I have a lot of playlists and different things. And I get so excited about the songs. And then, like, I hear the first part of it. And then I want to listen to the next
one. You're like, oh, hold on 1 second. I got another one. So over the years, we started calling her Half Song Hoadley because if Chrissy's drunken in the room, you're not getting through a full song.
Nope. I'm on to the next one.
Do you still do that with Jeff?
No, I've learned.
Yeah,
to
did he give
let
you the
things play?
Did he have a talk with you? Was he like, okay, Chrissy, you gotta let the song play?
Well, between
play all the
you calling me Half Song Hoadley and then other people saying things, then maybe Jeff saying something, now I let the songs play.
We love you.
It was
unless.
As a special occasion.
Unless it's Friday. Half Song Hoadley on Fridays. I love you. It's just
I love you.
Listen, we all have our quirks. I'm sure I
just have so much good music. I want to get out into the
world. Well, you do. That's for sure.
World.
There's no doubt about that. I'll give you that. You do have a pretty extensive knowledge base and list. Playlist of songs that's just amazing. You and Jeff, you're probably the most knowledgeable music people that I know. Everyone's got those friends. You know those friends that are just like total audiophiles?
Yeah.
They know every song from everybody at every time. I thought I was an audiophile until I met Jeff and Chrissy, and now they have tens of thousands of songs and records and tapes and all this other shit, and it's like, it's a little dizzying actually sometimes. And then
music
when
is the soundtrack of our lives.
That's right. Music is the half soundtrack of our lives.
It's the soundtrack of our half-life.
Of our half-life. The quicker we get through the song, the more we live.
Exactly.
So thank you to everybody who's been writing. I want to say that we actually got Julie wrote in, and she was kind of giving me the rundown on the metaverse, right? She was trying to fill me in because, of course, I've tried
to... We need a fill-in.
...go in the metaverse, but I must have a tag on my head that says white male desktop user, plus my avatar is shorts and sandals on.
Somebody said, get away from me.
They said, get away from me.
And sent you to an island where there was a fairy that never came to pick you up.
Nope, never. It just was always right off. I just couldn't get to it, right? Yeah. Other people were going to the party and I was left on the island.
Where's the party?
If you have to ask where the party is, you're not getting to the party. Yeah, that's true. But Julie explained to me. So she sent me this video. They were talking about a part of World of Warcraft, right? Which is like a point of view game, like a, you know, whatever they call them.
A part of it.
So, very famous game. I've never played it, but I've watched people play World of Warcraft. There's a section of World of Warcraft called Goldshire where people are trading virtual sex for real money. So they go into it's a house. It's like a little area. And in this area, it's a brothel. Essentially, it's like a virtual brothel. And you go into this virtual brothel. And there are videos of this on the internet where, like, you know, they're recording themselves going into the brothel, picking somebody out, you know, having a whole exchange with them. And then
like the bunny ranch?
It's kind of like the Bunny Ranch. It's only it's in the metaverse. And I don't understand this because there's no I don't think there's real nudity in World of Warcraft. I think it's just like you can position the characters so they kind of look like they're doing it to each other. It'd be like taking two, you know, stuffed animals and just pretending. It does not there's nothing really, at least in my opinion, too sexual about it. But people are trading real trading real money for virtual sex. So I told you this was happening. I told you this was happening.
Have it in real life. You're gonna have it virtually.
You're going to get like a half ogre, half... And they have all these weird and wild avatars, right? So they have these huge ogres and they have these, you know, the little pointy ears.
It's fantasy.
Tails. It's all fantasy.
It's fantasy.
So you're going to have like a little ogre baby that you're going to have to pay for. I'm telling you, you got to grow up and buy ogre diapers and ogre food. What do ogres eat? Slop? I don't know what they eat, but it's going to be expensive out there. You know, inflation hits the real world and the metaverse too, Chrissy. I'm just going to let you know that. And so shout out to Julie for trying to educate me on the metaverse. I feel less knowledgeable now than I did before you
were. More confused.
Yes, I'm more confused about it. We need like a metaverse tutorial, I think.
I know. I told you my nephew, Henry, totally offered to come and be our correspondent on the metaverse.
We get Henry on the phone.
Yes, we can.
Let's get Henry on the phone.
He is begging. Come on here. He loves it.
I like Henry.
You met Henry.
I trust Henry.
Yeah.
Let's get him in the metaverse, and then I want to send him some conferences so that he can ask some questions on behalf of TCB. But while we were at it, so while we were just, you know, saying congratulations to ourselves and talking about all the texts, congratulations to ourselves.
Right.
We're so stupid. No one fucking cares. We got 10 million. Who cares? It's such an arbitrary thing.
Is that in the metaverse or in the real verse?
It's certainly not in the real verse.
Okay.
I don't see any of these people out there. I went to like a podcast. They're like a little, like a mini podcast get together, you know, like a meetup type thing.
Yeah.
So I go to the meetup and I know one or two people there. And I know the guy who's putting on the meetup. So I walk in the door, the guy who's putting on the meetup. Chris Kremitzos, who's like he runs Podfest, one of these big podcasting things, comes up and him and I are talking for a minute, and then we walk back inside. It's in a restaurant. We walk back inside the room where this is being held, and there are like,
oh, I've been to meetups.
Yeah. You know, it's usually like odd, like you're just kind of standing there waiting for someone to say something.
Yeah, I think I roped you into going to a meetup or two with me.
Oh my God, I think we went to like a rah-rah sis-boom-ba conference about underwear or something. What were we, Rodan and Fields or some shit?
I think we did.
And at the end, I was like, yeah, let's do it!
I'm in.
I got so taken in, I'm so dumb. But Rodan and Fields, unlike some other stuff, I think is actually real. So
no, their skincare is great, actually.
Yeah. Okay, so I walk in and I turn the corner and there's like four or five people standing around each other. There's one guy that I kind of know. So he says, oh, hey, Brian, come over here. I want you to introduce you to some people. And I start going around shaking everybody's hand. And one of the women is like, oh, I know who you are. You're famous. And I was like, what? I go, no, yeah. I'm not. And she goes, yeah, you're famous. You like, you're on the commercial break. I know who you are. You're like a famous podcaster. And I'm like, lady, what? I am not a famous fucking podcaster.
It's exciting.
It's exciting, but it's, I think I had a
reaction. It's surreal.
It is surreal.
It's like you're in the metaverse.
I'm totally in the metaverse.
Like, Emma, is this a real reality?
Yeah.
I'm on a hologram.
Now board. Now boarding famous people. Now boarding famous people.
I had a hard time I had a hard time wrapping my head around what she was saying. Do you know? You know, I didn't get it.
What all else was she saying other than you're famous?
Well, once she said I was famous, I became like a little bit standoffish. I was like, no, no, I'm not. I'm famous in my own head.
Don't take my picture.
Yeah, don't take my picture. No video. Did you sign the release when you walked in the door? Brian Green is coming.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Brian Green is
coming. Anyways, yes. Can you sign this release?
Attention, everybody. Attention, everybody. Thanks for showing up to the podcast meetup. We will be having Brian Green from the... We need an ambulance, please. We will be having Brian Green. We'll be walking into the pizza place any moment now. So if everybody could please take a step back. We're going to have security here draw a line. No pictures. Don't look him in the eye. Don't even look at him. Just don't look at him. He has a glow that could burn your eyes.
He likes Sour Patch Kids. Only give him those.
Only Sour Patch. Don't feed Brian anything but Sour Patch Kids. He's on the keto diet. Don't put the pizza anywhere near him.
I just didn't know what to say. Well, then I said, "How do you? Why do you think that?" Why would you think that? And she's like, "Oh, because you know everybody knows the commercial break. It's a famous podcast." Now I have a feeling that she was preempted by somebody. Like somebody made a big deal. Like, oh, here comes like the guy that I kind of knew was like,
"Here he comes!
Here he comes!
He's coming! He's walking in the building right now."
His dick is 10 million downloads big. That's the dick of a 10 million download guy.
He's walking in right now.
He's walking in right now. Here he is. Who is he? He's Brian Green from the commercial
he's
break.
Famous.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Well, don't you know the commercial break? They're like one of the best comedy podcasts in the world. Oh. Yeah, I think it's that kind of thing, right? Okay. And the lady was like, "Oh, then he must be famous." But I'm far from famous. No one.
We've talked about fame before.
Yeah, maybe you're famous when someone identifies you as famous. Maybe that's when it happens. I think we need that security now.
Well, thank you to all the downloads.
Yeah, we appreciate all the downloads. 10 million strong. Let's do another 30. For every 10 million downloads, Chrissy and I get $10. So if you could go ahead and download faster, we'd appreciate it.
It's like Spotify where they give you 2 cents.
Yeah, that's actually who gives us 2 cents. That's right, Chrissy. It's actually who's paying us. So I thought I'd put together a little Ask TCB because we had a number of questions and stuff that came through. And I thought, well, let's do it. Why not? Let's put it together. Hey, everybody in the podcast universe. It's time for a commercial break. Inside this commercial break, Chrissy and I want to thank everybody, all the loyal listeners who have been writing in at 855-TCB-8383 and tcbpodcast.com. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, we're taking it all at 855-TCB-8383 or tcbpodcast.com and hit the contact us button at the commercial break on Instagram. And do us a favor, go check out the brand new YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or go to the search box and type in the @ TCB podcast, and up will flow all of our videos out of YouTube thin air. It's like magic. Speaking of magic, our sponsors are magical because they keep us on the air free and frequently to you. If you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please do us a favor and use the specialized URLs and codes if we give them inside of the advertisement. Speaking of those wonderful sponsors, let's take just a few minutes to hear from them, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Hey, everybody. I wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by our good friends at Lululemon. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and whatever you identify yourself with, listen up, because Lululemon is not just for yoga pants. The holiday season is here, Halloween is officially over, and we need to start thinking about the gifts we're going to give each other and ourselves. And at Lululemon.com, they have everybody covered. I just got some License to Train jogger pants, and they are the most comfortable, the most cozy, the softest pants I have ever put on. That's no joke. There's a reason why millions of people across this country and the world have fallen in love with Lululemon. And at Lululemon.com, whether you're male or female or identifying some other way, you are going to find your style. And if you think it's all jogging pants and yoga gear, you are completely wrong, just like I was. I look on the website, they have polo shirts, they have slacks, they have shoes, they have socks, they have swimwear, almost anything you need for your entire wardrobe. Lululemon.com has it. Go to Lululemon.com. Set the joy in motion this holiday season. Get cozy, get comfortable, get Lululemon at Lululemon.com. And we want to thank Lululemon for being a sponsor of the commercial break. Go on, guys, get yourself a pair of Lululemon pants. You're gonna love it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
All right, okay, so a couple of questions from the audience. So I was reading the internet.
I was
reading the email. As I like to do. Mm-hmm. And we got some people asking us for advice. Hey, B&K, love the show. I know you're the right people to ask this quote-unquote loaded question.
Oh.
I've been single for almost 2 years. I'm in my late 20s, and I date here and there, but nothing serious. When I was with my ex, we were together for 5 years. We had sex 2 or 3 times a day at first, but only a few times a month at the end. Not unusual. This mm-hmm. happens to everybody. Yep. Since I've been single, my dick is in overdrive.
Mm. Bing!
Library 3000!
Exactly.
Get your dick in overdrive! Library 3000!
Yeah.
We got 5 gears. 1, 2, 3, 4, and overdrive! I am whacking the doodle about 6... Whacking the doodle, dude? Come on, that's a horse. Whacking the doodle about 6 to 8 times a day.
Wow.
No lie. I do it in the a.m. and twice before bed. I do it in the office bathroom. It's a single toilet bathroom, and yes, I clean up. I'm not a creep. I do it whenever I'm alone, bored, buzzed, or at least, or the least bit aroused. I feel like this is an issue. I am addicted. Am I addicted to hand shandies? Should I stop? What's normal? Any advice would be great. I feel like this is derailing my life a little bit. Best to you. You make my day a bit better. Todd. Okay. I don't know where to begin with this one. Todd.
Find a hobby first.
Find a hobby. Yeah, you gotta find something to do with your hands. Idle hands are the devil's playpen.
Take up sculpting, painting.
Yeah.
Whatever. Gardening.
Massage. I don't know.
Anything
where you can. Actually, I'd stay away from the massage. I think you might have to get your problem under control before you start giving people massages.
Yeah.
I don't think it's an issue. Listen, you feel like masturbating 5 to 8 times a day. Do it, dude. Who cares? If it's interrupting your life.
Yes.
If you don't go out because you have to go whack off. If you're not showering because you have to whack off. If you're not paying bills because you have to whack off. If it's interrupting any of the normal activities, you might have a problem. I would suspect, and I don't know this for
sure.
Stop
taking Y-Brian 3000.
Y-Brian 3000 will keep your dick hard 24 hours a day.
Stop.
You'll have to whack off 6 to 8 times a day just to get keep from going to the hospital. Y-Brain 3000.
Y-Brain 3000. You'll be like a bull fucking everything inside. Y-Brain 3000. Do not take Y-Brain 3000 if you're under the age of 55 years old. Do not take Y-Brain 3000 if you have a problem with masturbation. Do not take Y-Brain 3000 if you have any of the following conditions. Headache, heartache, heartburn. none of these claims have been provided by the FDA.
If you have an issue getting normal things done because of all the whacking, then you have an issue.
But if you're just interspersing it amongst your life, you know, you got 10 minutes here.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You're in your 20s, dude. This is the time to whack off 6 to 8 times a day. I'm telling you right now, when you get kids and you get married, if you ever do that, or you're in a long-term relationship or you got a job that is demanding and stressful, as you move along in life and things start to pile up, responsibilities and the stresses of life, you're going to find that you're going to want to whack a lot less. It's just going to be one of those things. Yeah. It's just the nature of things. So I say, while you're feeling good about yourself and you're feeling yourself, literally, I'd say don't worry about it. Who cares? If it's not interrupting your life, then... But here's what I suspect. I suspect Todd might be one of these younger folks who has gotten so addicted to watching porn online that he feels a compulsion to watch it and to whack off. Now, that I think is an issue because that does not present... Listen, there's lots of porn movies where the guy's flipping and throwing the girl around. And he's like a huge hot body and he's sticking her up on the dick and he's walking around the room. And he's got her upside down and he's, throwing one leg across her shoulder. that kind of stuff, it doesn't really happen, at least not in my sex life. We like to keep it pretty tame. I like to say to Astrid, let's just do it vanilla tonight. And maybe we'll get into some freaky stuff later. And I've been saying that for 5 years.
And just, that's Brian.
That's, oh. And then Chrissy has been wearing tape bikinis around the house. Her and Jizzy Jazz Jeff have a sex swing hanging from the ceiling.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, if the unfortunate part is that Chrissy gets in the sex swing, and then as soon as stuff gets started, she has to go turn the song off to another one.
Now I've got a remote that does that. Ding,
oh,
ding.
You do? Okay.
Skip it.
I can go. See you in a sex swing, like pressing skip, skip, skip.
No, this one's the best. No, this one's the best.
Yeah.
You'll like this song.
I'm kidding. We're both adventurous and we're sex positive. And so, you know what? Do whatever you, but don't rely on the porn movies to give you all of your titillation.
Well, and even if there's not porn movies going on, sometimes you it just might be kind of a little bit of an obsession where you just, you know, you get a little bit obsessed with it. So again, find a hobby.
Find a hobby. It's like when Brian eats cream and cereal for months on end, right? It just becomes a part of my daily routine.
It's just something.
And I don't even know why I'm doing it.
You start to think about it. Yeah. Like, I just want to do it.
You know, the funny thing is I stopped eating the cream and cereal about 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, right? To go on a little bit of a diet since we haven't get yet another website and yet more pictures done. And my wife's like, okay, I don't want to hear any complaining about how you look. You better get in shape. The reality is it just kind of becomes like it's a habit. You're addicted to it, right? It's a habit. It's a thing that you do. It's part of your day. I would advise you to just ask yourself the question, is this a problem?
Is
it interfering with any relationships? Is it interfering with your ability to go out there and date? Like, would you rather just sit home and whack it than actually find a real person to help you whack it? Then I think it's a problem.
Yeah.
Otherwise, my friend Todd, whack away, buddy.
Y-Brain 3000!
I don't think
it's an issue.
Good advice.
Thank you. All right. Hey, guys. My name is Christy. I'm 31 years old. I have a husband, 2 dogs, a cockatoo, 4 fighting fish, and a lizard.
Ooh,
it is a
animal lover.
Fucking zoo in our apartment. Yes, it is. You have already. Wait, you said an apartment? You have all these things in an apartment?
Well, wait, let's go back to what it is. Cockatoo. I heard the.
Two dogs. A cockatoo.
Cockatoo. Four fighting fish.
And a lizard.
Well, the fish are in a tank.
Yeah, but still, don't you think like 2 dogs and a cockatoo
is a lot?
And a
lizard is in a tank too, I think.
Yeah. We hope this isn't a tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew a guy once had that lizard walking around the house.
Yeah.
He was like, anybody know where a lizard is? I slept at a house one time where they had like a lizard, like a big fucking lizard, right? One of those like big chameleons. And the thing just walked around the house.
Yeah.
And so I had to spend the night on the floor. It was like a drunken night, right? And I had to spend the night on the floor. And I woke up and that fucking lizard was laying next to my leg because it was looking for body heat.
Oh, yeah.
And I almost killed it because I kicked my leg and the thing went, boom, it went across the room. The guy was mad at me. I'm like, dude, you shouldn't have your lizard fucking walking around everywhere. Okay. My husband recently had a friend who found a litter of kittens.
Oh.
He wants to bring two of the cats home, but I'm totally against it. We don't need another animal in this 900-foot, fifth-story rented place. I need some advice. How do I stop this from happening? Can you talk to him? He's a huge fan. I actually started listening because he turned you on in the car. He has no idea I'm contacting you. His name is Dave. Please tell him this is a really dumb fuck thing to do. Best to you. Love the show. Okay. Dave, it's a real dumb fuck thing to do. Dude, you can't put another animal in that 900-foot square foot apartment. It's just, I realize there are people who do it, but I think after the 12th pet, you start running the risk of becoming like crazy pet person. And you don't
It's hard for me because I grew up, my mom was a huge animal lover. We had fish, cats, dogs. It was a rotating cast of animals.
Yeah, I remember going to your papa's house when your mom was living there and it was like 52 animals running around the house.
Yeah, she just was a huge animal lover. So I'm used to it and I get where it comes from.
Okay.
You know, that like, oh, you really like that and you want to have it. But maybe think about moving to a bigger space.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I say.
I imagine you're living in a big city if you're on the fifth floor somewhere, right? And in 900 square feet.
Why does it have to be a big city?
Well, I mean, do you really see a lot of small cities with
6 stories?
No. There's like Chrissy. Let me tell you how it goes. If you're a small city, you can only have buildings up to 3 stories high. If you're a medium city, you can go up to six stories tall. But if you're a big city, then you can go as tall as you want to. It's in the zoning rules.
Okay.
Which you don't know about because you've never been in important real estate deals like I have.
That's true. That is true.
Hence the name, The Commercial Break, right? Okay. Yes. I'm just imagining it to be a big city. Okay. I don't know that it is. I'm imagining it to be a big city. Okay. So you're in the big city. You're 900 square feet.
Get a farm.
Yeah, get a farm, dude. If you want to pursue this venture of having as many animals as possible living with you in your space and you love them, get a place that's appropriately
and maybe further
positioned
out
to handle it.
Yeah,
maybe further out. Yeah, go, follow Frankie B and go as far as you can to put your salon suite.
Right, in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, go get a farm. This is a dumb fuck thing to do. And I'll tell you why it's a dumb fuck thing to do for sure, without any doubt, unquestionably. Your wife doesn't want you to do it. That's why it's a dumb fuck idea. Don't do it. Your poor girl Christy here just wants to have some sanity sometimes. She's not saying she doesn't love the animals that are already there. She's saying, please don't include any more because I need space and I don't want more animals in this 900-foot apartment. So either do one of two things. Get space, or get your wife to agree on its own merits. But right now, she wants nothing to do with it. So Dave, and you know who you are, do not do this. Happy wife, happy life. It absolutely is true.
Oh, it's very true.
And don't go fucking with the equilibrium of the universe by doing what your wife doesn't want you to do. How do you think I ended up in this studio? It was because my wife told me to get away from her. And now I have to spend all my time in here. This damn commercial break. Okay, last one here. We got one more here.
Okay.
Hey, Brian, I loved Capital, your show the other day when you spoke about finding the man attractive. I see so many beefed up trouser toddlers run from their feelings and not in touch with their true emotions. We think you're one of the good guys. As a lifelong card carrying gay man, I can tell you this. Nothing is more sexy than a man who is emotionally available. And there is no one more emotionally available than Brian Green. I'm going to tell you that right now.
That's very true.
Hence the 35 years of therapy. Well, maybe a man with a perfectly curved, thick 7-inch penis, Ooh. But that's not the point. Getting a little spicy on me there, my friend. My guy and I listened to that episode and we laughed so hard. We know that feeling when a good looking man holds the door yes. open for you. It gives you a sassy sizzle in the pizzle. Yes. I like it. Good reference. And who doesn't like to admire good looking people? Anyway, need a little help. Since you're a grown-ass man, I want to ask you. This is coming right to me. I understand. Okay.
Who says he's a grown-ass man?
He's.
Who says Brian's a grown-ass man?
I am far from a grown-ass man, but thank you for the compliment. I'm also famous, in case you didn't hear. Yeah. One lady at the Mellow Mushroom in East Cobb thinks I'm famous because she heard someone else say it. I'm famous at the Mellow Mushroom in Cobb County. It was a nice compliment.
Yes.
But no one should believe it. We have a neighbor who's 6,000 years old. During the pandemic, we looked out for her. We brought food, supplies, and COVID tests. We made sure she was alive during the lockdown. And we even did some light cleaning in her house. Her son, who lives far away, would call and ask us to check in on her. He would also send a little money to cover the groceries and some other things. Nothing big, just a few dollars to make sure that everything was fair and square. The other day, our neighbor came over to thank us for helping her through COVID. She explained that her son had not helped one bit, and she was very upset with him for not coming to check on her. Ooh. She told us that she was reducing his inheritance and putting us in the will. Listen, it's not unusual for a rich widow to leave a gay man things in the will. How do you think half of these old queens got their brownstones downtown?
Oh, that's true. I can see that. That's awesome.
Working? Spare me the drama. Anyway, my husband and I really don't want to take the money. We want her son to have it. He's a nice man, and he did call often to check in on her, maybe just not as much as she had liked. He had a life of his own, and we think she's being a bit hysterical, as she has been prone to do. What would you all do? Best to you two. By the way, Chrissy, you're a stag hag for sure. Ooh. The boys love you. We used to use another word, but it's not in vogue anymore. I get it. I got what you said. Love, Kyle and Rodan.
Oh, love you, Kyle and Rodan.
Love
you,
too.
For the kind words.
Very kind words. I think you should do this. I think you should go over to that old lady. You should explain to her that the reason why you've been taking such good care of her is you've been listening to a podcast.
No.
called The Commercial Break. And while you'd love to take the money, the truth is The Commercial Break needs it a lot more. And we'll take her brownstone also if she's okay with it. Put us in the will. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's not Kyle and Rodan. It's Brian and Chrissy who did all the good work. They were just filtering all that right up to you. I can appreciate that you don't want to get in the middle of this.
No, this is very awkward.
Very awkward.
Very awkward.
Very awkward.
At the same time, again, maybe she doesn't understand how much the son was caring.
I think that's
and checking in because she was caring and checking in, or because he was caring and checking in with Kyle.
Yes.
And Rodan.
Yes.
Rodan. Yep, Rodan.
I'm assuming Rodan.
And so she doesn't know.
No.
So maybe talk to her. Now, if she doesn't quite get it, take the money.
Take the money and give it back to the son. That's right. Yes. She's going to be dead anyway. What do you fucking care? I mean, listen, if she's 6,000 years old.
Make her happy.
She's senile. You take a
cut. You take a small cut of it.
Yeah. You know,
take a brokerage fee.
My mom says the same thing. Hi, Brian. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Brian. It's your mom.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just really lonely.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Your brothers never call me anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know how they're doing?
They feel lonely.
No, Mom, I don't.
Oh, how's Danny?
I just told you I don't know how Danny is. Don't stop asking me.
Okay, well, if you think I can come over for a visit, I never get to see you anymore.
Mom, you come over once a week.
Oh, do I? Well, it feels like it's a long time. It feels like months. I want to see your grandkids.
Old people are prone to hysterics.
They really are. I just had this conversation with my dad.
Okay, so you're being hysterical?
And my sister. So Papa Joe, who's 90, called me in hysterics the other day, and he said, have you heard from Kelly? I haven't heard from her. She's not called me in 3 or 4 days.
Oh, geez.
And I had just had a conversation with Kelly the night before. We'd done a Zoom cooking thing, which was a leftover thing from the pandemic, but we loved doing it. Anyways,
they each got to pick half a song, and they went back and forth. The other half we song
cooked.
Only.
We cooked. Yeah. We drank wine.
Oh, that's cool.
We talked. Yeah. And so I was confused. Papa Joe, what do you mean? I said, no, I talked to Kelly last night. I go, she might be a little hungover today. I don't know. We had wine last night. He goes, that happens, doesn't it?
I said, yeah. Like, okay.
And then so he was like, I'm glad to know she's okay. Okay, great. I talked to Kelly later. She's like, I just spoke to him yesterday.
Oh, my God. See, that's what happens.
Then we talked to my dad. My dad said the same thing with his mother, who's 90, who said, no one ever comes to see me.
No
I
one.
Never, ever talk to anybody. He's like, Mom. So we talked to his sister. His sister's like, I was just there yesterday.
Yeah. And you know, like, I understand.
It just happens.
In certain cultures, like, Astrid is Venezuelan. It's no secret, right?
Yeah.
She's Venezuelan. In the Venezuelan culture, your older folks, they don't go somewhere. They come back home.
Asian cultures are very much
basically
the same
every
way.
Culture except for ours. The United States of America.
Yeah, we just ship people off to a home. Off.
I'm Irish, and the quicker we can get people out of our fucking houses, the better, right?
Yeah.
My dad let me go at 17. He didn't give a shit.
Yeah,
like,
Italians,
he just was like, get out.
Keep everybody in the house, too.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Like, you go somewhere. Astrid and I have had this conversation so many times. We go down to Florida. Someone wants us to stay at their house. It's rude to go to a hotel room. In my culture, it's rude to think about anything but going to a hotel room.
Right.
You don't come to my fucking house.
Right.
You come into my house? That's my space. No, dude, you can come for dinner and please leave quickly so I don't feel uncomfortable. I don't want you there that long. I put a timer on. I start pacing when people are in my house too long. Meanwhile,
you're like cleaning the dishes and giving the stink
that's
eye.
That's right. The fuck are you still doing here? Dinner's over. What are you looking? Are you waiting for it to come out the other end? You can't use my shitter to shit. Don't shit in my house. Meanwhile, Astrid's family comes for 6 months. And I'm like, holy shit. But I actually like Astrid's family, so I don't mind it.
They're amazing.
But in my culture, in the Irish culture, at least in my Irish American culture here, we never did that. We barely spent the night over at my grandma and grandpa's house.
We talked about that.
It's
That's crazy.
It's nuts. It's nuts. So
we stayed at my grandparents' house. You do stay at family.
Now, we did stay. I'm not saying we never stayed. We did stay. But, like, oftentimes.
It was our half a night, like half-song night.
That's a half-song night. That's right. It was like Christmas Eve, right, until 4 a.m. And then we all drove back home because my dad was uncomfortable there or some shit. You know, he didn't want to be with my mom's mom or something. I don't even know what the fuck.
Well, a lot of people don't like in-laws, so there's.
And we never. We drove across half a fucking country to see my uncle in Phoenix, Arizona, in the middle of the summer. And we got there, the guy lived in Sun City West. You know Sun City?
Yeah, yeah.
It's got its own grocery stores. It's got its own train.
This, yeah, like a couple of years ago.
Hey, we go there. My dad hasn't seen this. It's his uncle. He hasn't seen this guy in decades. And where he's meeting the kids for the first time. And my uncle's out there in a sweater and fucking jacket. And it's 112 degrees outside. And the grill is on, but it's not even on fire. Like, you're literally cooking burgers with no fire. And my uncle's out there great uncle's out there flipping burgers.
He's like, no fire.
It's a dry heat. It's a dry heat.
People always say that it's a dry heat.
I don't care how dry it is. It's too hot at 112. And so we're there, and this guy's got a 72-bedroom house. I don't know. It's got a million bedrooms in it. And I think about this now, and I think about how strange this was. We never stayed with the guy. It's the first time he's ever met the kid. We didn't stay with the guy. My dad insisted on going to a hotel room, and that's how I was taught. Mm. So the cultures are different. And when people get older, I think that, especially in the United States of America, because of the way that we treat our parents, we let them on their own and do their own thing, and then we shove them off into a facility. I think sometimes they're prone to histrionics. They get scared and nervous that they're being cut out.
That's why Kyle and Rodan were checking.
That's
on
why they
the
were
lady.
Checking. They were knowing.
Very
they,
sweet.
They knew the lady was old. They had to make sure that she was okay, and they did the best that they could. And the son was prodding them along the entire time. And even though they told her this, she still is cutting him out of the will. So here's what you do: you call the son and you say, "Listen. You want your inheritance, you better get on a plane, you better get up here."
Yep.
Right? Let's all have a chitter chatter, and we'll explain to your mom that you did, in fact, call, and you were, in fact, concerned, and you checked in frequently. You just checked in with them because they were the ones doing the work, right? And then you say, "Mom, please don't cut me out of the inheritance." And then you say, "Mom, this is all possible because of a small podcast called The Commercial Break." Turn her on to us.
Yep.
And I'll say, whatever your name is, we'll call her
Nana.
Yeah, not Nana. Nana, I know your son was kind of a shithead during COVID.
But everybody was in lockdown.
Chrissy and I were here the whole time waiting for you. And now that you're here, we'll never let you go. As a matter of fact, we're going to check on you three times a week. The commercial break is now going to open like this.
Yes.
Welcome to the commercial break. I'm Brian. This is Chrissy. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you, Nana. Hope you're doing great. Groceries are on the way. Extra depends. And Y-Bri 3000 for you and that lovely man you've been dating.
That gardener.
Then a gardener. That's right. And we'll see you soon, Nana. And that's how I'm going to open the show from now on. So, Nana, welcome aboard.
It's not for everyone, but it's for Nana.
It's not for everyone. It's just for Nana. Because Nana's rich. She's got a lovely home in Manhattan. And we need a new place to live. We're getting sick and tired of this studio. We want to live in downtown Manhattan with you. Next, we want to live next to Kyle and Rodan.
It's not for everyone. It's just for Nana.
It's just for Nana. Nana that we don't know. And Kyle and Rodan, they're really nice guys, but they don't need the money, really. They're doing fine on their own. Look, they live next door to you. They got a brownstone, too. They already have a rich white lady that's giving them money. We need one now.
Yes, we need one.
Did you hear me talk about how attracted I am to other men? I'm non-threatening. In the good gay kind of way. So come on, Nana. Send that will on over here, and Chrissy and I will make some
adjustments. We'll initial it right away.
Yeah. What do you need? You need a notary? I'm a notary.
You did become a notary, didn't you?
No, my aunt did. I was looking for notaries every 5 minutes.
I should become a notary.
You should become a notary.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
But here's the problem. When you become a notary, you only make $5 per notarization.
Well, I'm only going to use it for...
For Nana? Look, Nana, I can notarize that, sign that deed over to the commercial.
How do I use it to make money?
Yeah.
Not that kind of money. I'm going to use it to make real money.
Real money. That's right. Chrissy's going to go around notarizing everybody's will after. To any old Nanas out there that are feeling
my
lost.
Dad's changing his will right now. I'll be like, I can notarize it, Dad.
I got notary. You, Dad. I'm on my way. To any old Nanas out there that aren't doing so hot and your sons and daughters just aren't paying attention to you, Chrissy and I got you covered three times a week. This show is now called The Very Quiet Commercial Break. Hi, Nana. So good to see you again.
Hi, Nana.
Did you hear? Were you watching Fox News last night? Did you hear what that Tucker had to say? Yeah. So interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Can't go outside anymore. Everyone's killing everyone else.
Right, stay in.
Stay inside. Don't worry about the newspaper, Nana. We'll send it to you. Well, so Kyle and Rodan, get that son over here. Tell him to, you know, you all got to have a powwow. And, his
and
mom.
If not, if that doesn't work, just give him the money.
Yeah,
and take a fee. Mm. I think there's a brokerage fee on that.
Absolutely. Nana can't stop you from doing whatever you want to do with
if
the money.
If it makes her happy to give it
to
Kyle and Rodan,
yeah,
then don't deny an old lady wish.
I only got to say, I hope there's a Kyle and Rodan with my mom somewhere. Even though we see her once a week, it like doesn't fill up her cup. She needs more and more and more. And the truth is, I don't have any more fucking time on my hands between this stupid show and the 15 children I have and the two dogs. Well, now one dog.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And there's a couple of kittens you could get the last email.
Todd, don't be a dum-dum. Don't go to,
Dave,
don't be a dum-dum. Don't get those fucking kittens. Todd, stop whacking
I love
it.
Kittens, Dave.
Yeah. Send Chrissy the kittens,
Send
Dave.
Me the kittens.
Todd, take your hands off yourself for a few minutes so you can listen to the end of the show and then get back to the whacking.
Yeah.
And Nana, we're here for you every 3 days a week. We're going to visit you way
Todd,
more than you.
Stop whacking.
Todd.
Stop whacking.
Todd, to the office, please. Todd, to the office. Please put your penis down. Todd, stop whacking. Todd, stop whacking.
Anytime you need a little encouragement, you can just cut this little part out and make it like a little sound bite you play to yourself. It should be your ringtone, your alarm ringtone, and set your alarm for every hour.
Todd, stop whacking.
Todd,
stop whacking.
Stop whacking.
You're going to run out of juice there, buddy. Whack-a-dee-da-thon!
All right, tcbpodcast.com is where you go. That's where you find out more about Chrissy and I, all the audio, all the video, right there at one location, the old tcbpodcast.com, waiting for the new one to come up. In early 2023. It's going to be great, I promise you. That's why I'm on this ridiculous diet, so that all of my pictures look fantastic. I haven't had a carb in weeks. It's driving me crazy, Chrissy. Driving me crazy.
Hard.
Yeah, it is. 855-TCB-8383. 855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere around the world. You can text us or leave us a voicemail. We will respond, I promise. Ask anybody who's texted that. If you've said something remotely nice, it's usually me who responds. I will loop you into that, though, actually.
Please.
I'll put your number on there so you can respond, too. Yeah. Or go to the website and hit the contact us form. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, we love them. Please send it on over, and I will give you credit if I use your idea. Thanks to all those who have been writing in. And, more of you do it. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, and if you have a moment, could you please review the show? Give it 5 stars or 4 stars or 2 stars, whatever you think we're worthy of.
Whatever star.
I'll take any stars, actually.
Yeah, we'll take any star.
Yeah. And thank
you. But I love reading the reviews.
No, they're awesome.
They're really
funny.
You
guys are doing great. Thank you so much. You guys are really funny out there. But I do want to say a heartfelt, Chrissy and I both want to say a heartfelt thank you. We're very grateful. 10 million downloads later, and we're still going strong. We're here for it. Buckle up for the next 10 million.
Cheers.
Cheers to you, my friend. All right. Well, I guess that's all we should do today.
I think so, Brian.
I love you.
I love you.
And best to you, Chrissy. Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I, we always say, we do say, and we must say,
bye.